and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day, and I'm feeling.
From the Max FM Weather Center, this is Corey Hartman. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County until 7:45. Severe thunderstorms located near Richland Center, moving east at 50 miles per hour. The hazard is 60 mile per hour wind gusts and the possibility of some 1-inch hail. Locations impacted include Reedsburg, Baraboo, Sauk City, The Dells, Spring Green, Plain Bluff View, Merrimack, Laval, Rock Springs, Loganville, and Devil's Lake State Park. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Sauk County until 7:45. Severe thunderstorms located near Richland Center and moving east at 50 miles per hour. Stay tuned here to Max FM. We'll continue to keep you updated, and we will have more information in just a couple of minutes here. Sauk County, severe thunderstorm warning. Also, Richland County, under a severe thunderstorm warning.
WRPQ, Baraboo.
W279EG, Reedsburg.
Oh, 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, Aerosmith and What It Takes, and Corey Hartman here. At about 10 past 7, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 7:45 for Sauk County. Storms entering the western part of the county now. Moving east at 50 miles per hour, that means Reedsburg, Baraboo, won't be too long before we will see some heavy wind and maybe some heavy rainfall, lots of lightning, maybe some one-inch hail. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Sauk County goes until 7:45. Severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 for Richland County. Line of storms from about Reedsburg to Richland Center, same line, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour, same speed. And again, 60 mile per hour wind gusts and some 1-inch hail are in this particular warning. Places in the path, again, include Lime Ridge, Reedsburg, Rock Springs, North Freedom, Loganville, Plain, Leland, Blackhawk, Bluffview, Baraboo, and the Dells, although it looks like it might stay mostly south of the Dells as far as the strong winds are concerned. And again, 1-inch hail, 60-mile-per-hour gusts are what are expected. So a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings out for, again, Richland County until 7:30, Sauk County until 7:45. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Richland County and for Sauk County. Storms will be blowing through here over the next half hour or so with some gusty winds and some 1-inch hail possible.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for the runaway train. And everything seems cut.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. There's Runaway Train from Soul Asylum and Corey Hartman here. We've got some severe weather moving through the Max FM listening area. We also have a couple other interesting things going on, which I will expound upon here in just a moment or so. First of all, severe thunderstorm warning continues until 7:45 for Sauk County. Storms are basically marching their way right through the center part of the county right now. Reedsburg, Rock Springs, some heavy rain, Loganville, Leland, Plain, down to just west of Black Hawk. That is all moving in an easterly direction at 50 miles per hour. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County goes until 7:45. A sliver of Richland County still with a severe thunderstorm warning. That's out for about another 4 minutes or so. This line of storms basically stretches from about the Linden Station area down through Reedsburg, Laval, Lime Ridge, back toward Richland Center, Sextonville, and Lone Rock. And that's, again, all moving easterly at about, 35 to 50 miles per hour, depending on the part of the line here. And the hazard with this are some strong wind gusts. If you look to the west of Baraboo before the storm gets here, you probably see a pretty good shelf cloud. Big, long cloud stretches from horizon to horizon, and that is indicative of some straight-line winds moving our direction. And again, those gusts are about 60 miles per hour, so not crazy, but not something to ignore either. Also, the possibility of some one-inch hail, although we haven't had any reports of that as of yet. Now, one thing you might have noticed, depending on your internet prowess, is that we have not received a Nixel alert in the county. We have not received a National Weather Service notification except over the weather radio. And, of course, here on Max FM on traditional radio, because the National Weather Service in Maryland is actually having some data problems. There are some internet data problems going on. In fact, some of your weather radar apps might not be updating as well. In fact, the one we use here in the studio is not completely updating. However, a higher level one that I use in my office is updating. And of course, we're getting the weather bulletins direct from the National Weather Service. But some people are not. Some people have had no notifications so far this evening, which is why we're on the air talking about things, as we kind of have a little bit of a data problem happening all the way out at the headquarters of the National Weather Service in Silver Spring, Maryland. Some of the products are not making it through to everyone tonight. So that's why we're here letting you know what's going on. Just a moment ago, they canceled or let the warning for Richland County expire. Most of the storms in Richland County have now moved east of the county line here, and so therefore the National Weather Service has allowed the warning in Richland County to expire. It was set to expire in about 2 minutes, and they have gotten rid of that just a little bit early here. So that's some good news on that front. But that means the storms are all basically 100% in the Sauk County area now, and the severe thunderstorm warning continues here until 7:45. I do expect that we will get an update from the Weather Service for Sauk County here in just the next couple of minutes. When we do, we will bring that to you. Until then, we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back with more here on Max FM.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists, fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Are you in search of an extraordinary experience for your bachelorette or bachelor party, or an exciting night that combines sipping on a cold brew with the thrill of competition? Look no further than Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells. This unique venue has an impressive 24 craft beers on tap, a full-service restaurant, 14 axe-throwing lanes, and an unlimited arcade. Call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
From the Max FM Weather Center, this is Corey Hartman with a brand new warning here. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Columbia and Dane County, as well as northeastern Iowa County. As of 7:26, or about 4 minutes ago, so you can kind of see how slow some of this data is trickling in here, a severe thunderstorm was located about 8 miles northwest of the Sauk Prairie area, moving east-southeast at about 50 miles per hour. Some of the locations impacted are going to include the Merrimack vicinity, Poinette, Portage, Arlington, Lodi, Dane, Sauk Prairie, Mazomanie, as well as Fitchburg, Madison, Wanakee, and DeForest. This is a severe thunderstorm, same one we've been talking about, and it is moving through a little bit further to the east now, giving you some heads up for the 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and the quarter-size hail. So once again, a new severe thunderstorm warning issued about 3 minutes ago for northeastern Iowa County, most of Columbia County, and western Dane County, and that goes until 8:15. Again, the storms now are basically stretching from the Lake Delton area down to just west of Baraboo, and we'll be moving into the Sauk City and Mazomanie areas here in just a little bit. So a new warning coming out again for Columbia and Sauk, or Columbia and Dane counties, as well as a portion of Iowa County. And we do now have a severe thunderstorm watch that has been issued until 1 a.m. Severe thunderstorm watch has been issued until 1 a.m. And we'll get to the details on that here in just a second as well. I'm actually having to pull all of this up on my phone, again, due to a National Weather Service data outage that is happening at Silver Spring, Maryland. There's some radar problems. There's some warning problems. Things not making it. I have not heard the new warning for Portage or the watch go off on the weather radio yet. So there's definitely some things that are a little bit backed up here tonight nationwide. But we've got ways of getting the information to you here. So issued just about a minute ago, severe thunderstorm watch for portions of southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect, again, until 1 a.m. And here's the latest information on that. The threats include damaging winds with isolated significant wind gusts up to 75 miles per hour, some large hail, possibly up to 2 inches in diameter, and a tornado or two. That is all possible here this evening, as a small bow echo moves across the region and in a southeasterly direction. So we're not quite up to those highest levels yet. Right now, the winds are at 60. The hail is at 1 inch in diameter, but that new watch has now been issued. And again, a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms. In Wisconsin, the watch includes Columbia, Dane, Dodge, Green, Iowa, Jefferson, Kenosha, Lafayette, Racine, Rock, Sauk, Walworth, and Waukesha counties. So again, that's a new severe thunderstorm watch, and that will continue the warning that we have currently downstream as it continues to grow and move. So once again, to recap here, we've got a new severe thunderstorm warning, Columbia, Dane, Iowa, and an update now for Sauk County, as we expected. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Sauk County, the official warning update here from the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. Severe thunderstorm located near the Sauk Prairie area, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Again, the threat here is for 1 inch hail and 60 mile per hour winds. And that still continues here for the Dells, for Baraboo, for Bluffview, for Plain, for Merrimack, for Loganville, for Devil's Lake State Park. And if I didn't mention it, Baraboo, of course. So again, gusty winds, some 1 inch hail. That's what's possible right now as these storms move through Sauk County, and they will continue into Columbia and Dane counties. Stay tuned right here to Max FM, and we'll continue to bring you updates.
99.7 Max FM. Here she comes now, say, morning, morning. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, morning.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. There's Billy Idol and Moni Moni and Corey with you. It's about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are in the middle of some severe weather and some gusty winds, maybe some small hail. That's what we're talking about. If you heard about the threat for some more significant severe weather, possibility of those 70 to 80 mile per hour winds, I don't think that's going to happen, at least not right now here in the Baraboo area, because that was supposed to come around midnight tonight from storms forming back by Minneapolis. Those storms have not formed. There's still a cap in the atmosphere, and therefore there has not been any development of severe weather back by the Twin Cities, which was supposed to congeal into a big line and then move across the area, causing widespread wind damage, but we are not seeing that happening. So for areas from Baraboo back to the north and west, there's not going to be a whole lot going on once this line goes through, maybe until well after midnight, if anything forms back by the Twin Cities. So what we've got right now are a couple of severe thunderstorms with some gusty winds to 60 miles per hour, and a couple of warnings in effect. Now, again, you might be saying, well, my weather app didn't tell me about any warnings. Or, what happened to Nixle? Well, unfortunately, a lot of weather apps are down right now, and Nixle is not working in the county, which is a service that you can sign up for via email and text message. That's not working because there is a massive National Weather Service data outage going on. So a lot of radar screens are not updating. A lot of warnings are not making it through. Of course, they're making it through here to Max FM because we have direct connections to the National Weather Service. So we're getting the information through a couple of back doors and a couple of other ways that we have for backups. And of course, we have the National Weather Service weather radio. That seems to still be working here tonight, although albeit a little bit on the slow side. So we are giving you kind of a little extra update here, even though it's just 60 and quarters, 60 mile per hour wind, quarter size hail. We wouldn't normally be on this much for 60 and quarters, but we're giving you a little bit of an extra heads up because some of the other ways that you get warnings, they're not available here tonight. So severe thunderstorm warning continues here in Sauk County, the eastern portion of Sauk County. A pretty good storm moving through Baraboo right now. And severe storms are moving eastward at about 50 miles per hour. Again, the main concern is 60 mile per hour winds and 1 inch hail. Severe thunderstorm warning for Columbia County and for Western Dane County also in effect. That goes until 8:15, and the same threat, 60 mile per hour gusts and 1 inch hail. And again, these storms right now, strongest on the radar here, are going to be just to the east of Baraboo, also down just southwest of the Sauk Prairie area, and a pretty good pocket of strong winds east of Mazomanie near the Black Earth vicinity, and those will slide off toward Madison here in just a little bit. And there could be just a few, again, pockets of 60-mile-per-hour gusts. Everything else looks to be about 45 or 50 miles per hour. And I don't think that I can look at the hail threat strictly because of the radar and data problems that are happening, but I'm going to give it a shot. Well, yes, actually I can, so that's good. So we do have one thing working here. There could be some dime-size hail up near the Lake Delton area, also down near Lake Wisconsin, probably in the Merrimack Ferry area. There could be some dime-size hail going on. A little bit larger hail possible down toward Mazo and maybe sliding toward Cross Plains and Mount Horeb is where we would see the larger hail going on right now. If you do have a report, you can let us know about it. You can text it in to us at 355-9970. That's 608-355-9970. Send us a text message. Just say, yeah, I've got some hail. It's pea size. It's dime size. It's quarter size. Whatever size it is, let us know where you are and what you're seeing tonight. Again, 355-9970. So Corey Hartman here with weather coverage at about 7:45 on Max FM. We've got more coming up in just a little bit, and we'll bring you more updates. Right now, again, a thunderstorm with some pockets of 50 to 60 mile per hour winds. Also, some hail out there. Not looking super large on my radar. So again, if you've got something different, please let us know.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Move yourself. You always live your life. Never thinking of
some more hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday night. Porch pirates may not be a problem in your area, but there are places where it's basically a competitive sport. There's a place called Sinking Spring outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, where a pair of porch pirates were caught on video racing to steal a package just seconds after it was delivered to a home. It was caught on a doorbell camera. The package was delivered, and then as a FedEx delivery person is walking away, two thieves arriving in two different vehicles sprint up to the package. One suspect grabs the package, and the other holds a flower pot, apparently looking to fight the other porch pirate. The family was home at the time, and they were concerned for their safety. The police are investigating, but they haven't caught anyone yet. While the porch pirates made off with a package, which was a phone from AT&T, the resident says it's fishy that both these seem to know what was something valuable inside that package. Now, as I was reading that, I was thinking the same thing. How did two people know to go up and get that package? Seems very weird. But also, why would it not be a coordinated effort at that point? This video is insane. I've been watching it back and forth. One guy kind of shows up in a hoodie, and the other guy's wearing a t-shirt and a hat, and they decide to fight over this AT&T phone. Something seems fishy here, so we'll kind of keep tabs on that to see if they catch up on with them. So this is Dave Grant. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday night. I'll be back on Tuesday night. Unless we have severe weather, may come back in a little bit later. We're kind of monitoring that. So as a reminder, download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Just click on Maximize. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Also, you can listen to us in Reedsburg on 103.7. Of course, in Baraboo on 99.7. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Stevie Wonder on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bye.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.